This is SAS Daily Podcast. Today is the interview with Kenneth Hall. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Welcome to the show, Kenneth.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Nothing much, man. It's an honor to have you on here.
Appreciate the opportunity this afternoon that you've allowed us to come in and be able to talk to you for a little while here.
Yeah. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm Kenneth Hall. I'm running for state representative in the 84th district. I'm a Democrat, and I was born and raised here in Perry County, lifelong resident. My wife and I just celebrated our 29th wedding anniversary here just a few weeks ago, and I'm a former Perry County School Board member, deputy coroner, and a deputy jailer, And we have a bunch of grandkids that we take care of a lot, and four children, of course. But excited about this race.
Yes. So if there was one thing, one bill that you can change that your opponent voted on, what would it be?
There's two bills, actually. The biggest one to change would probably be the right to work law legislation that was passed that he voted for. And of course, you know that he voted against the teachers and their pensions and public education. But those two particular bills, the right to work law that needs to be repealed and get it back to where the unions and so on and so forth, they have the opportunity to organize. Right now, they can't really do that because what's happened is, let's just say, for instance, if a job was paying $75,000 a year, once that right to work law went into effect, the salary probably dropped down to about $45,000 a year. So that's your big difference there in the right to work law and legislation and without unions and so on and so forth. So that's one. And then the other would be the teacher's pension thing that our current state representative, Chris Fugit, he voted yes on and basically put a major hurt on all the teachers and state employees in Kentucky. And it caused a lot of teachers to have to, and state employees to have to take an early retirement. And then the ones that remained and went under the plan that he voted for, they actually lost 2 years. Some of them lost 2 years of their retirement on this particular plan.
Yeah. Talk about your endorsements that you've got.
So far, we've gotten four endorsements, and we're honored to have the endorsements of the Teachers Union, the Educators Union, KPEC, and that's the Teachers Union that represent all the teachers in Kentucky, of course. So that's a big endorsement. Then we got the endorsement from the United Steelworkers Union, which basically takes care of all the ARH hospitals and Daniel Boone Clinic over in Harlan. So that's a big endorsement there. And then we were endorsed by the Automobile Union and the AFL-CIO. All these unions are kind of work together. The AFL-CIO is kind of the grandfather of all the unions. So with all of these endorsements, and then I also found out, I think it was day before yesterday, the Kentuckians for the Commonwealth, I think they have, they've endorsed me also.
Yeah. So how would you bring jobs to the Hazard and Harlan County areas that Chris obviously hasn't?
Well, here's the thing with bringing jobs. We need good jobs. We don't just need any job because, I mean, any jobs are good, but you need to bring good jobs in. And in order to get those good jobs, you've got to have the proper infrastructure. You've got to offer them incentives to come and so on and so forth. And the biggest thing right now is broadband internet.
Yeah.
If you had broadband internet that was available in these areas, then let's just say, for instance, here in Perry County, I mean, we've got the infrastructure building. So already in place. I mean, we've got the big Sykes building down there. It's got Intuit in it. And then you've got all those other buildings there. So the infrastructure, the building part is there. And the big issue is the broadband. If you've got broadband, then you're going to have companies that would like to come in from all over the country that would use broadband. And that's the number one thing right now in America, in the country, is internet. And if you don't have access to that, I think I read somewhere the other day that Leslie County has the lowest speed of internet anywhere in the United States. That's pretty bad. So rural areas like Harlan and Perry County and all these other counties around here, they don't have access to that. So that's the number one thing. If you can get something worked on, then let's say these companies that would pay $15 an hour, if you had broadband internet, they would pay $25 an hour, and they would not pass it up. But if you continue the way that we're doing right now, these companies are just going to look at us, and then they're going to move on, go to somewhere else where they have all of these all these things that they need to operate a business out of. So that's where we got to make the change. Once we make that change, then we can get, and of course, roads is a big issue. Now, it may not be as bad here in Perry County as it is in Harlan. And the number one thing in Harlan County is getting this two priorities, broadband and the roads in Harlan County. 421 going into Virginia line. That's sitting there, been there for years. There's $15 million already been appropriated to get that road completed into Virginia. Now, that can be done. That can be done, but you've got to stand there and you've got to fight for it, okay? So that's one of my top priorities. If I win this election, then if I can get two terms, which is 4 years, within 4 years, I'd like to see that road completed over there.
So what about medical marijuana that Chris voted against?
He did. Chris voted against the medical marijuana thing for the simple reason that he's just against it anyway because of the, you know, he's an ex-state police officer, and it's not been actually, it's still considered a drug by the federal government, and he voted against it. Okay, I'm 100% for the medical marijuana. I have looked, done some research on that, and I think it was in the state of Missouri last year, 2018, 2019, they passed the bill and made the medical marijuana, put it in force. Okay, so here's what happened. All of the revenue that comes from the medical marijuana, they put all of that money into veterans programs. And I believe if I looked at it right, it was over $2 million the first year that they had taken in for the medical marijuana. Now, this thing is not like smoking weed or anything like that. It comes in the form of a pill, and it's like a pain pill. It's no different than taking a pain pill. And this thing, it helps children and people with autism. It settles their system down to where they can actually function better. And the veterans and things, they need this. They need this because it helps them also. So this is a big issue, and I think that it needs to be put into law in the state of Kentucky, and it needs to be fixed to where people can receive it. And, I mean, we're not talking about going out here on the street buying it and this, that, and there. We're talking about something that a doctor will prescribe to you, and he'll take care of a lot of problems.
Yeah. What about
not only physically and mentally, but it'll take care of other problems within the state revenue. That's a
economically, yeah.
Yeah, economically.
Yeah. So, what about Chris voting against gambling?
Well, Chris will never be for he'll never be for that. The gaming issue is a touchy situation in this area. And just like the marijuana thing, it's kind of touchy. But if it came up that we had the opportunity to vote on that, I would vote for it because I you know, I don't do it myself, but other people do. And there has to be money involved in it, a lot of money, because the simple reason is you've got all these people that come in here from Lexington and Louisville and all over the state of Kentucky that are going to Indiana and playing in their casinos and so on and so forth. Well, all this money that they're receiving for tax purposes is going into Indiana. We're losing all of that here. We're losing all that revenue. So if you approved it, if you voted for it and it became law, then it would be regulated by the state instead of having all these little game rooms and things around these little Las Vegases and so on and so forth that takes out in tons of money every year that's tax-free. That's just money that they're putting in their pocket, walking away, when this could be going into the state for extra revenue that would continue to fund the pension for the teachers union teachers retirement. It would fund that. It would not only fund that, but it could also help fund roadways, get these infrastructure, the roads and stuff better than what they are, and get in. It just works all together. Everything works together if you put it together.
Yeah. What would you do with the broadband internet to help everybody have access to it?
Well, there's several different ways that you can look at broadband internet. One of them is with the power companies. I know the power companies already have infrastructure in place. Everybody has electricity in Kentucky, in Southeast Kentucky. So that means that the infrastructure is there, the telephone poles, so on and so forth, is already in place. So if a company could come in and invest and run fiber optic cable and use the poles and so on, it's already there in place, then you could offer broadband internet to everyone in the rural areas. Now, not only that, if that don't work, then you could set up substations. There could be substations set up with satellites already on them that you could possibly get grants for and so on and so forth, that you could set satellites and things on that would also pump internet into these rural areas where people, listen, it's not right that kids, it's just not right that these children that are not able to go to school right now have to go to Walmart or Lowe's or somewhere and sit in the parking lot because they don't have access to internet to get their schoolwork done and us in a pandemic. So there's a lot of issues there, and that's just not right. So there's ways of doing it, but it has to be worked on. You got to get together with all you got to reach across party lines, no Democrat, no Republicans in this thing. You work together and come up with a solution to everybody can be happy to get things to where it needs to be.
So what was your opponent talking about with the trails that he posted on Facebook about trails?
Well, from my understanding, I don't know a whole lot about the trail ride thing. I do know that tourism is a big asset for Eastern Kentucky. And to my understanding, if I'm reading everything, looking at it, Chris is sponsored a bill, 156 in 2017, and then House Bill 249. In 2019, and what that did was that established what they're calling the Kentucky Mountain Regional Recreation Authority, and what that does is that would allow the ATV trail system to grow, because what it would do is it allows local people to invest in their own property, and they can build cabins or places to stay for people that come to trail rides and so on and so forth. So the problem has been they passed the bill and it became law and they developed this, but nothing's been done with it. So my understanding is that over 19 counties have signed on to this program, which is a great program. But there's nothing being done. They're trying to hire a executive director, and I understand that. But my opponent has only had one. My sources tell me that he's only had one meeting with the people here in Perry County since they passed the legislation. So you can talk big and talk about it, but if you're not getting it done, then it's not helping the folks. So I'm 100% for it. I would do everything that I could to make it happen and to push the issue to get funding for it and get an executive director hired. Then that way you would have somebody full-time working on this constantly to make this happen. And also, with these ATV apparatuses, these vehicles, ATV vehicles, they don't really allow them on the main roads or the roadways, but we could possibly get legislation passed that they could actually drive these things on the roadway with the proper insurance, so on and so forth, and instead of hauling them to where they need to go, then they could just go from county to county or strip job to strip job or park to park, whatever they need to, and this would work out perfectly.
Yeah.
My opponent is not telling the truth on some of this stuff. You know, he's saying that this can happen and that can happen, and it can, but he makes people think that all of this stuff is already in progress and it's already taken place, when in reality, it's really not. It's on paper, but it's not taking place.
Yeah.
I don't know of one trail ride in Perry County that he's developed since this was passed.
I don't think there's ever been one, has there?
I don't think so. As far as I know, there's not been.
Yeah. It seems like your opponent has made you seem to be not pro-life, but you are 100% pro-life.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm 100% pro-life. I'm 100% Second Amendment. I'm 100% pro-God. Listen, I'm pro-life. You know, they can say that I'm not, but I know where I am. I know where I stand on that issue, and I believe life begins at conception, and so I'm 100% pro-life. No, don't matter what they say.
Yeah, I don't understand why people put out lies about other people.
Well, it's a political thing. It's all politics, and politics can make strange bed for people sometimes, and so that's basically what it is, you know. And they use these things as a political stepping stone to try to stop the opponent from gaining any ground. So that's basically what happens. But as of right now, I'm the only candidate that's pro teacher and pro public education that's running for state representative. And Chris is against it. He can say that he's not, but he is. If he wasn't against it, he would not have voted against it in the first place, and then turned around and lied to the people and told them that I'm not going to vote for it, and then went down there and met and cut a shady deal in the closet down there with everybody. Didn't even take time to read it, turned a sewer bill into a bill that actually practically destroyed the public education and teachers' education now, or teachers' retirement and pension. I'm totally against any type of legislation now that would bring that would take funding away from public education to give to private to schools, charter schools. I'm totally against that. I don't have anything against charter schools, but their funding does not need to come from public education. And Chris thinks it does.
Well, that's all the questions we have, man. I want to thank you for being on here.
Well, I appreciate the time that you've given me and the opportunity to be on here to explain to the people some of the ideas and things that I have. And as you know, voting has already started. Early voting is going on now. I think it opened Tuesday at the courthouse. The absentee ballots are still being mailed in. And early voting has started. You can go in at either one of the courthouses in Harlan or Perry, either one, between 8 and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday, you can go in from 8 till noon and vote up until November 2nd. So that's a good deal there. And a lot of people are using that opportunity right now to do the early voting. So let me encourage everybody that if you don't want to stand in line at the polls on election day and you're concerned about the COVID-19 or whatever and the social distancing, then I encourage you to go to the courthouse and go ahead and cast your vote early. And don't forget now, when you go and cast your vote, you vote for me, Kenneth Hall, for State Representative, 84th District, Perry and Harlan Counties. And I do appreciate the opportunity this evening, this afternoon that you've given me, Seth. And people need to know. I've actually challenged my opponent to a debate, and I doubt very seriously that he's going to accept that. But anyway, I have challenged him. I think due to this COVID-19 issue, the people really deserve to know what each candidate stands for. And a lot of folks don't know because they can't talk to you because you can't really go door to door. And all they can see is what they're hearing on Facebook or social media and the radio or TV or whatever. So and I would love to do that. I've asked, I would debate him anywhere at any time. All he has to do is say it. Anyway, it is what it is. So don't forget on November the 3rd, if you wait till election day, vote for me, Kenneth Hall.
Where can people find you on Facebook?
You can, we have a website. We also have a website. It's Kenneth, K-E-N-N-E-T-H, 4-F-O-R-K-Y.com. And then on Facebook, it's Kenneth Hall for State Representative. You can click on there. All of the things that we're, the issues, everything that we stand for, everything is on those. You can go read those on a daily basis. We update it daily. Sometimes we do live interviews and or just live videos, I'm sorry, and let folks know what's going on and what's going on in the election. So we've got, I think, 16, 17 days left until November the 3rd. So think about it. Think about who, you know, hey, are you any better than you were? Are you better now than you were 4 years ago? I'm not, and I don't think Perry and Harlan County is. So we need change, and this is the opportunity to do that.
Good. I want to thank you for being on, man.
All right, Seth. I appreciate it. You have a great evening.
You too. God bless. Okay.
Thank you. God bless you.
That's been the Kenneth Hall interview. I want to thank Kenneth for being on. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. And y'all need to vote Kenneth Hall November 3rd. God bless.